This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hotspur, and it is Chris Colan from the Spurs Chat podcast who joins us now. Welcome to the programme, Chris.
Thanks for having me. Good evening, Colin, John and Gary.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Pleasure. Let's start with league position. Fourth at the moment, but level in points with Aston Villa in fifth. Champions League football is the be-all and end-all for the last five games of the season, isn't it?
Absolutely. We are all absolutely delighted as Spurs fans. We have been entertained. Yes, we've had a lot of problems on and off the pitch, certainly with injuries, suspensions and what have you. But looking at our league position, we are only 10 points away from Manchester City, treble winners, which is absolutely incredible. We've all been entertained. These last few years under Winnow managers, Jose Mourinho, Antonio Conte, even Stellini last April when Newcastle absolutely battered us. I tell you what, it's going to be a very, very different Tottenham on Saturday afternoon. But we're absolutely delighted with the league position. I don't think any of us, any Spurs fan, thought that we would be in this position with seven games to go. So we're all absolutely delighted. You know, if we got Champions League or Europa League next year, we would all be absolutely thrilled because Ange Postecoglou has done a fantastic job in the short time that he's been here. He's had two fantastic transfer windows. We've got business done early. We've brought in really important players. The planning seems to be excellent. The recruitment seems to be really good. The style is what Tottenham is all about. Everyone's really enjoyed it. It's been a party atmosphere at the home games, the away games. The fans are, you know, incredible in supporting the club, thick and thin. So we're all really, really happy. But these next seven games are absolutely huge. We play Newcastle, of course, on Saturday, and then we've got a two-week break, and then we've got, you know, in the matter of 8 days, we play Arsenal, Chelsea and Liverpool. That is going to be absolutely pivotal in our season, whether we hear that Champions League music or the Europa League music.
Yeah, absolutely. You've talked about the way that Ange Postecoglou has changed the style of play or what he has now implemented and the changes that he's made. Daft as this question sounds, and it would have been really daft to ask it kind of 9 months ago, are Spurs now a better team without Harry Kane? Oddly.
You know what? I get asked this question all the time, and I always say exactly the same thing. We're a very different team. Yeah. Without Harry Kane. I personally stand by what I said before. I think if Harry Kane was in this team, I think that we would be one of the challengers for the Premier League this year. Many people, non-Spurs fans, would find that absolutely ridiculous, but I've just given you the stat. We're only 10 points off Manchester City. Yeah. They're in the title race. Had we have not had all of these injuries, and I know a lot of fans will probably say this about their clubs, about injuries, every club gets injuries, but the way that we've played, the way that we set up, the way that we go for it every week, you know, even earlier on the season when we got those injuries and suspensions against Chelsea, you know, we were playing with nine men, we were still going for it right at the very end. This is fantastic what we're seeing. But everyone has been entertained. You know, we all wish Harry Kane the very best. Hopefully, him and Bayern Munich will knock Arsenal out of the Champions League and, you know, we'll all be happy. But, you know, good luck to Harry Kane, what he does. But are we a better team? I think we're a very different team. I think that a number of players have really stepped up to the mark. Heung-min Son, of course, is our captain. Vice captains, I thought, was a great decision. Maddison and Romero. I thought Postecoglou made a great decision at the start of the season by appointing them three. But players like Heung-min Son have really stepped up. They've been on fire this year. And of course, you know, he went off to the Asian Games. We had players go off to Africa Cup of Nations as well. So there was disruptions there. But, you know, everyone is stepping up. But the great thing that we're seeing as Spurs fans right now is progression and direction and ambition. And, you know, it sounds again like Ange wants business done early in the next transfer window, and hopefully we can just keep moving forward as a football club, because he's even talking about wanting to be in that title challenge this time next year.
Chris, I don't know whether you're going to like this question or not, but here we go. I always felt that when Spurs came north, they had this soft underbelly that you could get at them, that you could bully them. And I think we've seen it here last season, especially in that first 20 minutes. Has that changed under this new gaffer?
I think that's a very good question. We have seen a couple of weeks ago, we went to Aston Villa, who of course, you know, were in fourth at the time. I know they've dropped now down to fifth. We went there, we played probably our best game of the season. We beat them 4-0. The very next week, we went to Craven Cottage, we went to Fulham. We got battered 3-0. It could have been even more. But to answer your question, I think it has changed. I think it is changing. But of course, this is Ange Postecoglou's first season. Everything is not going to be fixed in this first season. I think it will be a matter of time. But certainly we have seen progression, we've seen direction, and we've seen a very, very different Tottenham this year, which we've all been looking forward to going to games, because these last few years, it's been a chore for some. Some people haven't even wanted to go to games. And, you know, certainly this time last year, we got absolutely battered. We've been 21 minutes at Newcastle. Yeah. I'll tell you what, you won't be seeing that Saturday afternoon.
So you're confident of coming and winning here tomorrow, then, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to get a quick prediction from you, Chris, for tomorrow.
Well done.
Do you know, this is such an entertaining fixture. I do think there's going to be plenty of goals yet again. I'm going to go for a 3-2 Spurs win. We've got to. If we want to play Champions League football, Tottenham have got to pick up points in every single game from now till the end of the season.
Sounds about right, Chris. Really
cheers,
appreciate
Chris.
Your time.
Cheers, Chris.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Indeed, Chris Cowlin there from the Spurs Chat podcast. We've done our opposition lowdowns. There are lots and lots of local fixtures across the weekend as well. Non-league will start in...
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.